Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and I'm Dr. Joanne White. I'm hoping you're having a fabulous day. I'm excited because I have coming on our show today a kindred spirit, Anne Deidre, who is so talented in so many areas. She's an author, a master intuitive and transformational leader, a speaker, and a spiritual teacher. Anne has helped thousands of people across the world build success in every area of their lives through her personal and group coaching, her seminars and workshops, and of course her radio and television shows. Anne's access to higher realms began 20 years ago as an intuitive artist. She's continued to follow her intuition by authoring Extreme Intuitive Makeover, 55 Keys to Health, Wealth, and Happiness, Inner Visions, The Healing Path of Art, Soul's Purpose, Now Workbook, Spiritual Enlightenment Oracle Cards, A Toolkit for Creating Divine Magic and Miracles in Your Life, and so much more. She's also the host of the Intuitive Millionaire Coach television show and has been published in many magazines, Aspire, Martha's Vineyard Island, Inspiration Magazine, and so much more. Anne facilitates powerful healing as she's guided to transmit this divine energy during her readings and her coaching sessions. So it's really a pleasure. And Anne and I were talking a little bit before the show, and it's just so wonderful, as I said earlier, to be in touch with someone, no matter where they are across the globe, to really connect on that soul and that spiritual level. And I feel that's what we did. Anne, how are you?
I'm so honored and grateful to be here, Joanne, with you and everyone, and I'm really excited to connect and offer readings today. And also energy alignments will be coming through as well.
Right. And, you know, sometimes people think, Anne, well, how do you do an energy alignment on the phone across the airways? But you and I both know, because we're energy master teachers, that that's just very possible, and it can actually have some miraculous results. So let's just look at some of the things. Let's talk about this book. This I know you're doing so much more, but I have a copy of this book, and I'm holding it. So I want people to actually get the benefit of some of what's in there. You talk about these keys to health, wealth, and happiness, and they are keys. They help people unlock blocked areas, and we're talking about the energy centers and the energy chakra. So enlighten us a little bit more, because that's such a brief overview.
Well, I found out 8 years ago, after going through a dark night of the soul, which I found out later was a spiritual crisis, where everything in my life was really getting to be out of alignment, and I felt like I had no intuitive connection. I don't know that I was really even conscious of that word. And so I went through an extreme dark period and then learned a meditation technique, Kriya Yoga, which brought me back into balance, into resonance, into my creativity and my connection to spirit. And then it's really the floodgates opened as I continued this practice and then allowed more creativity to come through. And so I started on a journey to self-help and heal, which then turned into a career, really, of service, of helping other people. I use the word heal in a different way than I think I thought of earlier, or we may have understood previously. My guides have showed me that in some ways, with the technology of a computer, we might get a virus. It's not that there's anything wrong with the computer. There's nothing wrong with any of us. We are whole and we are healed. However, we may have picked up false beliefs and gotten out of alignment. And so this book really came through as my desire to share everything that I had learned from helping heal myself and then the journey to work with so many people that I've been honored to work with over the past few years. So it was really a labor of love, and I really enjoyed writing it, and I love sharing the message of all the 55 keys. There are 55 exercises, very concrete, practical ways that you can unlock and unblock your passion, your purpose, your intuition, all kinds of your dreams. Everything is within your energy field, and we can all access that.
You know, that's what's so important, is that what I love about this book are the exercises, because oftentimes in many self-help books, you read about them, but then, so how do I do it? How do I get to this point? It's all so great, but what's going on? So you kind of have been able to do that. You not only talk about the possibility, but you create ways and offer ways for the reader to actually go through this spiritual, I'm going to call it unfoldment or opening, to be able to access that. And I just wanted to mention something because it's so important and so key. You were talking, Anne, about a spiritual crisis, and I know I went through one as well that kind of opened me to what I'm doing, and I think so often many people go through that, and initially one doesn't think, that it's, you know, initially it's a tragedy. Initially it's, like you had said, the dark night of the soul. But what happens is that's sometimes such a way to get that clarity, to focus on those inner realms, that it helps us bring out our gifts and our life and soul purpose. So I share that with you as well.
That's a beautiful point. And I often thought, if I knew then what I knew now, I wouldn't have suffered so greatly. However, I feel like there are ways that we can, like you said, apply meaning to some struggle and challenge. And sometimes these darkest days are ways of, I know for me, it really flatlined my life. I became incapacitated, and almost everything that I thought was important, I was unable to really function. So it really was very paralyzing in many ways. But when I came through it, it gave me great clarity, like you said, and I really worked to stay in balance and not overdo my to-do list and really get my priorities in order. And I do check in. It's an exercise in the book about checking in each day and getting my priorities in order from a spiritual perspective. And often it's different than what we call an ego, or what I would normally think would be important for the day. One time I went into a bit of a meditation, which I have the exercise in the book, and I show you how to access this information for yourself. And my higher guidance said, clean your house today. Now, I was working on my book. I had a new website to put up. I thought, that's crazy, you know, cleaning my house, really. But I realized after following that check-in that I started to do, that when my house was clean, the feng shui, I guess you would call it, the energy that moved through my house really helped me sit down and write this book more quickly. So,
right, it was like,
so
a
it's really, yeah.
When you do that, and not only from the feng shui standpoint, but just as you're doing that, I know I've had to do that, something similar. When you do that, you're actually in a different framework, and you're just clearing, and you're not only doing that with your house, but it begins to work on your body and your auric field, your energy field. So that's important. Can you share, before we get to some of these readings that people are just waiting with bated breath to get a reading from, Anne Deidre? And folks, if you just tuned in, we're speaking with Anne Deidre, the inspirational and intuitive transformational leader and such a powerful author. And the call-in number is 805-285-9790. And we are blessed today because Anne has gifted us with some intuitive reading. So those people who are on the line, stay by, be patient. We're going to get to as many people as we possibly can. But before we do, Anne, is it possible to share the check-in or one of the keys with us that we could all go through?
The key for prioritizing your day, or?
whatever you like. Because
or just
there
to pick,
are
pick a key?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Keys.
I'd love to.
Okay.
It was interesting how you brought up that there's a key 26, detoxify your body, that you were absolutely spot on, Joanne. That did come after the house was cleaning. I did begin this journey last year of becoming more highly aware of all kinds of things, physically, soaps and foods and things that I really hadn't paid attention to before. But we are a mind, body, spirit. So I do have key number 26. What has been coming into my awareness? And I think we've been seeing this where we've seen people with green information and, you know, kale and all of these things, you know, greens and are being featured. And I feel as a planet, we are evolving higher in consciousness. And so it's not a coincidence that you may see everywhere an awareness of detoxification on all levels, I guess we'll call it. Now, I'm a former smoker. I quit that 5 years ago. So I certainly don't come from this place of placing health as a top priority. But I have evolved since that dark night and through my guidance. I do go to the gym. I do watch what I eat. And I'm working very, in order not to just have an appearance. Now, that's the biggest thing, Joanne, my guidance has been telling me. In order to have that high intuition, it helps to have a good connection of clarity within your physical body. We have the chakras, the seven spiritual main centers, and I do help people psychically clear those when I work with them. But it also helps to have the best energy frequency that we can to have to attract the kinds of things that we all want to attract. So that's what I found. It's not just about fitting into whatever size. It's really a spiritual workout that I'm doing now that encompasses everything.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Anne, because our bodies are the temple to be able to access all of our inner gifts and to be able, like you said, to have the most powerful energy that we possibly can to be in this world and to connect with our guidance internally and beyond. And so we really have to be well-tuned physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and energetically. And so that's, I'm so glad we're talking about that, because toxicity exists on many levels, including a spiritual level for some people. So
yes.
Would you like to just briefly share it, and then we're going to go to the readings?
Oh, yes. So that was key 26 in the book. Now, these cards that I'm going to be doing readings with, Joanne mentioned I have my own Oracle card deck. I am a professional artist, and I channeled these artworks over a period of 20 years, and I didn't understand in the beginning exactly what they were about, but I enjoyed the process, which is a great piece of information for all of you. Sometimes you have these gifts and talents, and you may not pay much attention to them, but when I work with people, I shine the spotlight on them, and I help find the gold within you, because you all have gifts and talents. So I'm going to be doing some readings today with these cards. So another key I would say is to pay attention to those little things that you know, you may not think are a big deal, cooking, decorating, anything creative. That is a great way to access your intuition and increase your creativity and intuition, your right side of the brain. This is really another time on the planet where the divine feminine is coming into balance, and that's all there. So whether it's photography, anything creative, I would say go for it. So these cards, I'm going to, what's that?
I just wanted to say that's so important, because oftentimes it's like not everybody has the same gifts, and we come in with some gifts. Some are just very natural and those interests, and then we need to develop them further. But those gifts are given by spirit, by the, you know, your God, however you want to choose to use the language or the verbiage, and they're given for special reasons. So I'm so glad that when you do the readings and when you work with people, as do I, that you highlight that.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And when I do readings today, I'm going to pull a card for each of you. I have a 45-card deck. I did all the channelings on the back. I will intuit a message for you, and the artwork also gives me messages that will help be specific for you. So whether you think you have a question or not, I'll be able to give you some information today.
Great. Are you ready, Anne?
I sure am.
Okay, great. So we're going to take the first caller, and as I said to everybody, for those people who are tuning in, the number, the call-in number is 805-285-9790, and we're speaking with Anne Deidre, and she is going to do these incredible intuitive readings. So here's the first one. You're on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? You're on the line?
Yes, Dr. White?
Yes? Yes?
Oh, hi. I'm calling in for the intuitive reading.
Great. Okay, Anne? I'm going to turn
sure.
you over to Anne.
Hi, what's
Anne,
your name?
Hi, Anne. How are you? My name's Robin.
Robin, wonderful. Well, I'm going to say my prayer, and I did become a certified reader years ago, and I learned to connect with the highest energy. So I'm going to share with you all today the prayer that I use every single time I do readings. Whether it's someone stopping me on the street or I'm officially working with somebody, I always say this prayer before I begin. So it is that I connect with my higher divine self and all of your higher divine selves here on the call today. And I'm going to ask for all of our highest angels, the hierarchy of light, including divine spirit, to be with us. And I'm going to ask for the highest and best to come through, highest and best than ever imagined, thankering a field of unconditional love and a pure and clear channel for everyone while we share today. Thank you, God. Amen. Okay. Robin, did you have a question, or I can just give you some information and begin?
Yes, I did have a question. You know, when you read books like The Secret, and I'm sure you've seen the movie as well and the documentary, what is your thoughts about the fact that what you believe and what you think in your mind and the energy you put out as far as that coming back to you?
That's a great question, and I pulled a perfect card for you already, okay, and it's called Clear and Activate Your Chakras. You know, I did see The Secret years ago, and I remember thinking to myself that there was something just maybe missing with this, where you could put a picture of, I remember, like a green jaguar or something, and thinking, you know, why don't we get these things just because we have it on a vision board in the wall? And then through my inner study, I do meditate and receive information from my guides. I have very specific guides that I work with, as do all of you. And I was shown that what we are energetically aligned with in our belief system, in our subconscious, actually speaks more powerfully to the universe than something that we're saying. So I've been able to work with people over the past few years, psychically coaching people and removing false belief systems. That's the what Joanne mentioned about facilitating healing. Mm-hmm. The higher frequencies work through me. I am attuned to reconnective energy and Reiki and a few other frequencies, and as well as the guides that transmit the frequencies through me. And so, Robin, for you, with the Clear and Activate Your Chakras, you can begin to do a chakra meditation. If you're familiar, you can easily learn, or of course I'd be happy to work with you, but from root to crown, you have seven uh-huh. spiritual chakras. You can breathe deeply. You can ask questions. You can call on your highest guides, highest angels to help you. And you can clear and activate your chakras. That's where all of our thoughts and experiences are contained. And I know this
okay.
because when I worked with people psychically, I know something that their fourth grade teacher said that they've forgotten all about, but because it's there, I can pick up on it. You understand? So if you're carrying beliefs that are not matching up to what you want, it's not as easy to attract it. Does that answer?
Okay, so they're like hurdles in the way.
Yes.
There are blocks. Yes, belief systems. Like if you received a message from a teacher or a parent that you aren't good enough and you mm-hmm. kind of forgot about that, but again, as a psychic coach, I can pick those things up and help remove them and reframe them, because often those things that we're carrying, these false beliefs, were never ours to begin with. There's somebody
okay.
else's attitudes, and we were young like sponges and picked them up. So here we are, I want to track all these great things, but we've got this broadcast to the universe saying, I'm not worthy. So you see how you're not matching up? The universe wants to deliver, so you can begin or work with someone, but we can all do this self-healing journey. We can begin to recognize our thoughts of unworthiness or struggle that we may relate to.
Okay.
Everything in the divine energy is abundant and prosperous and peaceful. And if we're experiencing something other, it's a great sign for all of us that we've got some things in our energy field that got to go.
Okay.
And I want to move on to other callers. So,
okay.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a great day. What I want to do is I want to add to that a little bit because you're so right, and you and I both speak that same language. Not only what you said, but I want to add to that in that our beliefs, we're holding on to those beliefs, and we've been holding on to those beliefs for years and years, and that board that you're talking about, that may be something that we just put up and we think it's exciting, but we don't have the energy that we've created that has gone with
yeah.
all those beliefs and like you said, they're just beliefs and we believe that they're true. They're not necessarily true, but we hold on to them like they are, and that's what we're, like you said so beautifully, Anne, that's what we're communicating and that's what we're transmitting out to the universe and to the world, and so that's what we're getting back. I want to move on to, we have so
okay.
many people, and I want to try to get to people
okay.
as quickly as possible.
And we can change that. I want to let everyone know. I've been able to change that around. You can do it.
Oh, definitely.
So,
and some
yeah.
of those beliefs, I even want to add to that, are like viruses.
Mm-hmm.
So all we need to do is figure out how to get rid of them. And the way, one of the ways that you do, you work with them and I do is through the chakras and through the clearing. So
exactly.
We're going to take our next caller. Hello, you're
great.
On the air.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can. Hi, Anne. Hi,
okay.
Dr.
So do you have a question for Anne? What's your name?
My name is Dawn.
Dawn, do you have a question for Anne?
Do I have to have a question, or can you just
no.
do a reading?
No, she has the card. She can just do, she can just pull up a card
mm-hmm.
for you.
Okay.
Okay, Dawn.
I can do that.
Sounds great. Great to connect with you. I pulled realize your divine potential. Okay, and there is a channel message on the back. I'm going to be quiet for a minute, tune in, and connect with your energy and give you a message. So hold on. There's a beautiful childlike energy, feels like a powerful guide with you to remind you to have fun, very second chakra.
Okay.
Even if it feels as though you have so many responsibilities and things to do, part of you moving into alignment with your divine potential is to do something that you really enjoy and have a lot of fun with. And I'm going to ask in all time, space, and dimension, any realigning of energies that are not in alignment with your joy and abundance and fun and believing and knowing inherently that you are here to enjoy your life in every moment. And thank you, God, and so it is. Okay, so that was a little energy realignment to help you realign with the energy of fun and see how beautiful, and you have a beautiful smile, I hear, and you really show caring and love through that expression, and it's very powerful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dawn. Thanks for calling in, and have a blessed day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Are you ready? You know, play. I want to just talk about that. Play for everybody is so important. I mean, sometimes, Anne, you and I work a lot, but our work is a labor of love. But even that, even the fact that it's a labor of love, we still need to be able to pull back a little bit and get into that playful mode, because I also believe that that childlike playfulness is part of our creativity and so powerful.
Yes, I've gotten a strong message to make sure, you know, will God rest on the seventh day? If you have your own business like I do, and you do, Joanne, it's very easy to work 24/7. So
right.
a day that's just unplanned. And then I do feel there's a new paradigm moving in that we're free from struggle and we can be joyful in all endeavors.
So right. Okay. So our next caller, Anne, are you on the line? Hello?
Hello. My name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
I'm great. And you?
I'm fine, thank you. And do you have a question for Anne, or do you just want her to pull a card?
I have a question. What do you see in the near future for me for as my career?
Okay, hi, Carla.
Hello.
Okay, I will tune in. I also wanted to remind everybody there is a very powerful energy supporting us on the planet of self-empowerment, and I feel like I'm being guided to share the message even more powerfully that what you choose to create is something that is very possible more than ever right now. So if you ever felt like you weren't sure what to do, I feel like a great exercise for you, Carla, is to create an ideal day, because things that you may not have thought would be possible for your life are very possible right now. Okay, so that's just I don't mind saying, you know, something I can tune in with, but I also want to let you know what you know in your heart that you want to do. It's a very good time on the planet to begin to know that you can do whatever it is that you really want to do. Okay?
Okay. Great.
Is there something you've been thinking about doing that you've been holding back on? I'm just going to ask you, if there's anything you could do, what would you want to be doing?
Teaching and speaking more.
Oh, so possible. So possible. Perfect timing. I'm getting a message about inner peace is heaven. So, like, not this message coming through, it's a painting I did called Peaceful, and the message is inner peace is heaven. And it feels like the message is to not put off for tomorrow for something that you have right now. There's no better time than the present with a capital P. And I feel like, I don't know if you meditate or if you have that spiritual yoga connection, but I'm getting strongly that that's part of your work. So have you connected with that yet?
Yes, I do that.
Yeah. Okay, have you been thinking about incorporating that in your work?
I do teach meditation, and I probably do need to teach more of it.
Yeah, okay. This is my meditation card I pulled for you, so I knew that. Yes, I strongly encourage you to, especially if you can go in like I do every day, I go in and say, you know, what is the downtime? Have that downtime and officially connect and say, I don't create anything 5 years out, Carla. Everything is in the moment.
Uh-huh.
And as I've done that, I have an incredible amount of work that I've created gratefully. At the same time, it's done in every moment. You understand? Baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
It's partly receiving the information and it's partly taking action. So I'm going to give you a little four-part formula as well, because I feel like you're already on the road and you just need this encouragement to go for it and all really full out go for it. So get your ideas, imagine them. That's that, you know, create a visualization like The Secret. Imagine yourself teaching or speaking in front of millions of people. Whatever it is that you resonate with, imagine it. Step three is plan. Get a calendar. You'll see Saturday morning at 8 a.m., I'm going to do this. So start to plan your time for yourself, for your work, and then step four is action. And then you do what you follow through with your commitments to yourself.
Okay.
Sound good? Excellent.
Well,
best wishes with everything.
Wonderful. Thank
Perfect.
You very much.
Thanks, Carla.
You're
best
welcome.
Best luck to you. Bye-bye. Okay. So I think that's so important, the not only believing it, but putting it out to the universe, whether it's with visualization and also with something concrete, and that belief that you and I emphasize so strongly, and it's just so very important to also make that happen.
It is. For years, I imagined speaking in front of many, many people, and that was when I had extreme fear of speaking, but I kept imagining it, and now I do it. And I also believe that we are co-creators, so books don't write themselves. I have the fingers that can type the keys, and so it's a very co-creative partnership now that we all have.
You know, I totally agree. I remember when I was in grade school, they used to say to my mother that she was a late bloomer because I was so quiet. So part of that is just moving forward and holding on to those beliefs and knowing that it's all possible. And I love the idea that you and I both hold so dearly, and that's of co-creation. Our next caller, hello, you're on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
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 This is Joanne. Hey. Who's this?
Hi, Joanne. This is Virginia.
Hi, Virginia. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
My question is, I have a Reiki background and also reconnective energy background.
Like all of us here.
Yeah.
Ahead,
I feel that I have the spiritual ties. However, there are times that I feel that that is not effective, as it's not as effective as it should be. And I was wondering if there's some way that I can alter that. For instance, if there's something that upsets me during the day, I might have negative feelings rather than having the positive feelings that I know I should be having.
Oh, my goodness. Perfect question. And by the way, all is perfect. I'm so glad you asked that. We have an emotional body, and particularly if we're energy workers, letting go and letting God and all of these things that we know, and we can be very, very spiritual. At the same time, we are spiritual beings in a physical body, and we do carry an emotional body. So if I would take out should in all of your dialogue with yourself and realize that you have emotions, and when someone is unkind, it's not like we don't feel it. So what I do and what I recommend is that you fully acknowledge. Honor your feelings, okay? Feel compassion and forgiveness for yourself, okay? And working through that process, whether you want to write about it or sit and contemplate it, when I go through the world and I feel hurt, I used to do that too, Virginia. I used to say, well, I shouldn't feel like that because I know better, something like that. No, that's not what the guidance has come through, particularly when I created these oracle cards, messages of honor your feelings, honor your emotions, validate yourself, okay? And once you come to terms with that and you feel that fully, you cry, you express it because you don't want to carry it in your energy field. When you say, I should be feeling different than that, you're just stuffing it into a chakra, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you feel it, you journal it, you cry, you release it, then you forgive the feelings, and then you are able to show compassion, forgive the other person. You know, and in A Course in Miracles, it says, like, all is forgiven, and Jesus is one of my guides. And, you know, so there's different – what I feel forgiveness is really is realizing that we are all doing the best we can in every moment, and to say the word forgiveness is a way that acknowledges that you're releasing it finally and not stuffing it down and act like you should not feel it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Virginia. Have a great day.
You do as well. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You know, Anne, it's so very important because we are humans, and we have to acknowledge that aspect of humanness, and I'm glad you talked about the emotionality and the emotional body, which is very real in our human form. And if we ignore it or if we stuff it down or if we protest so much, I think it looms larger than if we were just able to accept that humanness and, like you said, do the forgiveness or whatever it is we need to do, even thank it for being there so that we can recognize what we need to shift, whatever, really helps move us through that more quickly and more easily than that resistance.
Yes, I think we want to value our feelings, and there is that inner child in that second chakra that may feel the hurt and the pain, and then the inner adult in the third chakra may say, oh, you know, it's okay, but we have these feelings, we have that, you know, John Bradshaw did that inner child work, but I do really believe that we all have that part of us that is very vulnerable, and we don't necessarily need our parents to do that work anymore. We do have the spiritual authority within ourselves to address those hurts and, you know, hold that part of ourselves dear that get wounded.
You know, I love that spiritual authority, because oftentimes that's so beautifully put, Anne. Oftentimes people think that spiritual authority is something that's external or outside of us, but truly it's not. Give people a little bit of what I know. We have some more callers, but I want people to just get the richness of everything about Anne Deidre, and she has a new book on the frontier. So can you tell us a little bit about that before we take our next caller, Anne?
Oh, thank you. I'm Very excited that my new book is being published now. It's called Miraculous: How a Spiritual Awakening Cured My Depression, Inspired My Purpose, and Ignited the Intuitive Powers Within. And I currently have a screenplay being written about this book. So I really feel very blessed to acknowledge my journey and be able to share it with others and say, no, it hasn't been a picnic. It hasn't been easy. But like you said, Joanne, I've learned to embrace and value every experience. And with that, I've been able to shift my energy and move into a different way of being and working. So I'm happy to share that message. And that's on my website is yourintuitivemakeover.com. I do have, if you join my mailing list, a prosperity wealth attraction kit, which has a special report, an audio, and an angel artwork to help all with realigning energies. And if you join my mailing list, I will be coming out with this new book. It'll be on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles and all of that, like my Extreme Intuitive Makeover book is. So thank you,
just
Joanne.
Just give them the website again, Anne, so that people can get it.
Yep, it's at yourintuitivemakeover.com.
Yourintuitivemakeover.com. So make sure you go there. And we're taking our next caller.
Great.
Hello, you're on the line. Thanks for your patience. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the line. Thanks for your patience.
You're welcome. I have a quick question about my job and work and just was wondering what to do.
Okay, so you have a question about job and work?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing? Just so I can
I'm working
right
now. Working at a non-for-profit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
have you had an interest in the healing work? And I'm going to ask you a question. I'm just going to ask all of you. I would say, what have you struggled with? What's the biggest thing you have struggled with? And what is your name again?
Nancy.
Nancy, okay. What's the one thing you would say you have struggled with, Nancy?
Well, actually being happy here. Yeah.
Mm. And this is a question for all of you. What you have struggled with, particularly your number one thing, is what you are here to teach and master. So I would say you are a teacher of happiness, Nancy.
Okay.
And I would say that you have carrying a false belief system that has probably told you that there's probably lots of reasons not to be happy. So I can do a quick realignment with you and tune in on that if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay, hold on. I feel like you have had many incarnations and you've helped a lot of people. And I think you're a little tired. Does that resonate?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I feel like you have a lot of shoulds and very responsible. At the same time, the things that you think could truly make you happy may not be things that would necessarily support you financially or may seem frivolous. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me one of those frivolous things, and then I'm going to work with you from there to realign you.
Writing or photography, both would be
pretty great, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I pulled great love involves great risk for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
And the message for that is good news. That was a saying by Mother Teresa. And I'm going to tune in specifically for what that holds for you. So hold on a minute. And when I'm quiet and tuned and I'm receiving clairvoyance, clairsentience, claircognizance, and clairaudience, I have the four channels of intuition working. So I just take a moment and I tune in and get it. And that's how I receive my messages. Okay. So composition, subject matter. You have an ability to start a business with that. Did you know that?
With what?
For photography and doing what you love.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, you do. That's okay. What I'm seeing. I'm seeing that I'm getting the left brain and the right brain, that they work. They do work in well in coordination. You have a very practical, knowledgeable. If you don't know something, I feel like you would be able to find out or research it. Or, of course, if you want to work with a mentor like me, I help people create businesses out of their passions. But I feel like you have a good eye. And the block, I'm going to ask in all time, space, and dimension, and bring up to the central sun, anything out of alignment with Nancy that feels like whatever she's doing is not serious enough, that she can be light and joyful, and that is actually more powerful and reframed for her moving forward, that the power is in her joy, and that any message she received differently is now taken up to the central sun and rebalanced. Thank you, God, and so it is, okay. So that felt like you had been carrying something that was in opposition to your true self. Truly what mm-hmm. brings you happiness, whether it makes sense or not, or whether anybody approves of it, is not what you're here to experience. It's to dabble. And I also get that you have a great discipline about yourself. Like I said, whatever you don't know how to do, you can learn and the colors and the composition, that you have a great eye.
Okay.
And in that joy, that you become a magnet for more things, doors start to open. Joseph Campbell said a beautiful passage. I don't know if I can remember completely, but imagine a hallway, Nancy, and you're starting with one thing, one day, 1 hour of doing something that you love. In that energy, as you're walking down a hallway, doors will begin to open that otherwise would not have. Okay.
Okay.
That's your message.
That's brilliant. I like it. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks.
You're so welcome.
Thanks, Nancy. And also, right. What's important is that even if you want to start with that photography small, that's okay, too. It doesn't have to be that you're just totally going to leave your jobs. You may want to do small steps to get that sense of
exactly.
encouragement and belief so that you can move forward, but it can happen.
That's what I've done the whole time. Yeah,
I've done that as well.
From a full-time job down to 3 days, 2 days, and then...
Right,
yeah.
I did the same thing, and that's why I'm saying it, because oftentimes taking that leap is so fearful, and you don't necessarily have to do it all at once. And that way you can get more confirmation and more affirmation, and your confidence just builds and builds.
And the connection to your passion will totally up-level anything else that you're doing.
Totally. So thank you. Bless you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. We have someone else. Someone, Anne, who's been waiting forever. So let's get to her.
Okay.
How are you? Thanks for your patience.
Thank you. When you said that, I thought, I bet she's talking about me.
Right. See, there you go. Your intuition was already at a high level.
Yes, you bet. Hi, Anne. I feel like we're almost soul sisters. So much of what you've talked about, I can relate to. So I've got your book on our website bookmarked, by the way, as well. So.
Thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hi. I'm going through just total sea changes right now, and so I can't really narrow down the area of interest. So I'll just go with what I need to know at this particularly dynamic time.
Perfect. Well, I pulled a card with golden wings, one of the angelic cards, and it says our true nature is divine. And from that place, which I feel you connect to often, it's a way of creating for you, Alice, in a way that, did you have a, are you in the process of perhaps like a reinvention period?
Yeah.
Are you?
It's been very much a process of three steps forward, 10 steps back, 2 steps forward. No, it has not been a linear advancement.
Mm-hmm.
That is, it's ongoing. It's tiring, though. It's kind of like what you said to the other caller. I feel like, you know, just lifetimes and lifetimes, and I'm tired, and I just want to, you know, finish up this lifetime and be done with it.
God bless you. Well, the joy is still here. And I know I shared that with you, the the journey of connecting with it fully and powerfully and permanently, really. So, Allison, this message from this artwork that I'm looking at, you know, resonates back to me, the message for you, your true nature is divine. And I hear what you're saying about the 10 steps forward and then going backward. At the same time, there's a powerful presence within you, your higher self, that is always okay. Do you understand that? That there, like, imagine your life like a spiral, like a labyrinth, and at the very center is the truth of who you are, your true spirit that is always at peace. Now, it feels like we all have these oceans of water around, you know, we're not like this still lake where we can look to the bottom and see this great gem, but nonetheless, it doesn't mean that it's not there. Does that help you with the visual?
I understand the visual, and I have no problem. In fact, I have no, I mean, I'm perfectly okay with. I'm very Piscean, so I'm very comfortable in that realm. But I sure as hell have a tough time here on planet Earth. And survival, just sheer survival, work, employment, finances, all the very first and second chakra issues have been. What is the word I'm looking for? So profoundly in lack and struggle for the last probably decade. You know, when do I get to have
I feel like you're in the peace school. There is a school on Earth, the love school, a lot of people going through love lessons, the peace school. The peace school is, it reminds me of the ascended masters and the yogis. Mm-hmm. I'm actually in that school as well, so I can relate. I lost a job every year of my life up until a few years ago, learning eventually that every cosmic boot I got, God was saying, are you ready to work for me? Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to tune in for a moment just to give you a little more information, perhaps realign. Thank you, God, in all time, space, and dimension. Bring forth all of Allison's full power and divine potential and true nature of who she is in every moment. May she always know who she is and feel aligned with that. In all time, space, and dimension, any false belief that has removed her from that place be brought back into alignment now to the central sun. So it is. Thank you, God. Okay. If you could do anything, anything in the world without any consideration of time or money, what do you see yourself doing?
I see myself doing, well, I'm so, and I say this in all humility, I am so talented. I have so many skills. So much that I enjoy doing. But I would say I would like to be writing my novels. I would like to be doing mediumship readings. I would like to be doing intuitive readings, and I would like house clearings, house cleanings. Ghosts love me. Spirits really talk to me very readily. So a combination of all of that, the writing of the novels, which is my life purpose, needs to be at the forefront, and that's where I'm the most procrastinating and most depressed around. Because
yeah, you're sitting on a gold mine here, girl.
Really?
Okay.
Really?
All right. So what I tell people is that's the hard part, figuring out what you're about. You know, and then what I've done is created a business from my gifts. I have a very successful online business. I found ways and venues and places to bring my gift. I'd be more than happy to work with you. Join my mailing list. We can be in touch. I can also put you in touch with people that do bring spirits into the light. I'm affiliated with a group that does that. But you are definitely here. That will make you feel like you're suffering like nothing else, to know that you have all these things and you just don't necessarily know what to do with it. But once you start to channel it, you know, website, very practical, time to bring in the practical side and get a billboard on the internet so that people know who you are and what you're doing. And I do specialize in that if you would like to work with me, just so you know.
Okay, because I feel like it's really time. I'm planning a major out-of-state move right now, and I feel like when I get to my destination state, which is not 100%.
We need to move. I don't want to interrupt you because you can connect with you.
Wonderful.
You can connect with Anne, and it's, you know.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you so much for your time and your patience. Thanks so much.
Yes,
have a blessed
you.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Anne, we spent a long time on that that caller, but she needed it. And as I always say to the people in my classes and the people that I'm working with, so often those messages that seem to be just for one person
mm-hmm.
are really for all of us, so that we
Absolutely,
can learn so
yeah.
much. So I hope many of you have learned that, and we're going to have Anne again on this radio show, because there are so many people that we have not been able to get to. Anne, give people your website one more time so that they can get a hold of you and your gifts.
Thank you, Joanne, and I agree. Every message, when we're in the power of the group like this, there's a reason why we're all here gathered today. When two or more gathered, everyone experienced information. So I'm so thankful for you all being here, blessed to have connected with all of you. Whether we spoke or not, we're all connected. And my website is yourintuitivemakeover.com. It's also andedra.com. That's more difficult to spell. It's A-N-N-E-D-E-I-D-R-E. So either
Thanks,
one,
Anne.
Your Intuitive Makeover, Andedra will work. And I'm just thank you so much, Joanne. What a wonderful time today.
My pleasure, and thank you. And folks, thank you so much for your patience, because you all have these incredible gifts, as Anne has been talking about. And if you're able to believe that, if you're able to shift, as we've been talking about at the very beginning, shift those old outdated beliefs that say you're not worthy, or you don't have them, or you can't, or you won't, or you shouldn't. Now is the time, and as Anne, you said, now is such an incredible time on this planet for these gifts in all of us to sprout wings and to come forth in their magnitude and their power and their beauty. So for all of you, I want to thank you for being here and bless you all, and hope you tune in again. And this is Dr. Joanne White, and have a blessed day. And Anne, it's been my ultimate pleasure to have you on the show today. So have a blessed day, and thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much, Joanne and everyone. God bless you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. And next week, we're shifting gears a little bit, and we're moving into leadership with somebody who also embraces both the rational side and the intuitive and the spiritual side, Marion Lead. And she's going to be with us talking about women and their untapped and unrecognized strengths as leaders. And I always say to people, we're all leaders. We're all leaders in our own lives. So tune in next week, and thanks again for sharing your day with us.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.